KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter helping you power through Thursday morning. And speaking of power, I got Aaron Swaney from Snohomish PUD on the phone. Aaron, I wanted to talk to you about this Flex Energy thing you got going on. When I first heard the PUD was looking for volunteers, I was wondering if you were putting together a summer rec league softball team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a volunteer program, so it sounds kind of funny that we're looking for volunteers. But we want to know more about how our customers will respond if we give them incentives or give them maybe a different rate to use energy at a different time. So Flex Peak is considered a critical peak pricing program. And basically what it is that customers will get basically a 10% break on their bill all year round. But in the winter, we will call these events, and they'll be during the times like in the morning or the evening when lots of energy is being used. And we'll call these events and we'll say, look, we're going to charge you $1 per kilowatt. That's a lot per kilowatt, but we're going to give you the chance to decrease your energy usage during those. There would never be more than 4 hours during a period. It's usually going to be between 2 and 3. It's one of those things where if you're willing to kind of decrease your energy usage during these peak events in the winter, you get a 10% break on your bill all year round. And you're also going to get incentives. You're going to get a bill credit for $20 each month during the winter. So it's kind of one of those risk-reward things, right? And so for the pilot, for us, and why we're asking for volunteers is we just want to learn, if we have the customers join these programs, how do they respond?
And you'll be able to keep track of all this through some smart meters that are on the way.
So Connect Up is our advanced meter program, and we are rolling those out in 2023. They will communicate with us in 15-minute intervals, so they will let us know how much energy is being used on a 15-minute increment. So we can give people different rates for throughout the day. We'll know, they use this much energy from 7 to 10 a.m. and they use this much from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And when you say you're asking people to cut back or do it in different hours, that doesn't mean shutting off the furnace or anything like that, right?
It might be turning your thermostat down 4 degrees. It might be delaying doing your dishes, delaying doing your washing, running your washing machine. EVs are a great example. So electric vehicles, we're going to give customers 20% off overnight. So if they charge their EV overnight, they're getting 20% off their rate. So instead of paying about 10 cents a kilowatt hour, they're paying about 7.
Boy, you are good at your job. I'm ready to sign up. How do people do that?
Yeah, so they want to go to snowfud.com/flexenergy. And we have a ton of information on there. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that these are really innovative. These are really kind of complex programs. So we've got a ton of information on there that'll walk customers through. They can join whether they have a smart thermostat like a Nest or an Ecobee or a connected charger, which the two brands are ChargePoint and Juicebox. And then if they don't have the smart technology, we also have our customer choice program, which they can just join up and they can just make little changes in their daily life and see how it works.
All right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. And we will give Flex Energy a plug.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tim. I really appreciate it.
A plug.
Oh, I get it.
This is harder than it looks.
No. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
He's dysfunctional in a fun kind of way. Tim Hunter on KRKO.